Hallo. Gleich beginnt der erste Teil der Englischabschlussarbeit für den Hauptschulabschluss. Der Hörverstehenstest, der aus 4 Teilen besteht. Bevor ihr die einzelnen Teile hört, erklingt ein Gong. Ihr könnt bereits während des Abspielens der Texte mit euren Eintragungen beginnen. Teil 1. Im Teil 1 werdet ihr eine Sprachnachricht hören. Ihr werdet sie 2-mal hören. Vor dem Hören habt ihr 10 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen.
Part 1. Voice message.
Hi Darcy, it's Gareth here. I'm looking forward to our day out in Liverpool on Saturday. I've already got the tickets for the exhibition, The Beatles Story. It should be good. Our bus leaves at 8:30 in the morning. That will give us the whole day in Liverpool. Let's meet in front of the bus station at 8:20, okay? See you on Saturday morning. Hi Darcy, it's Gareth here. I'm looking forward to our day out in Liverpool on Saturday. I've already got the tickets for the exhibition, The Beatles Story. It should be good. Our bus leaves at 8:30 in the morning. That will give us the whole day in Liverpool. Let's meet in front of the bus station at 8:20, okay? See you on Saturday morning.
Teil 2. Im Teil 2 werdet ihr 2 Gespräche hören. Ihr werdet jedes Gespräch 2-mal hören. Vor dem Hören des ersten Gesprächs habt ihr 20 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgaben zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgaben zu dem ersten Gespräch zu lesen.
Part 2. Conversation 1. On the bus.
Where are we going first, Gareth?
I thought we would go to the Beatles story first.
I don't know anything about the Beatles. Who were the Beatles?
You've never heard of the Beatles? They're probably the most famous rock band in the world. They sang Hey Jude and Let It Be. Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Yeah, okay. People are looking at us, Gareth.
The 4 band members came from Liverpool and had their first hits in 1960. That's a long time ago, but they're still really important today.
Oh, look. Google says that they had 20 number one hits in the USA, which is a record, and sold over 22 million singles in the UK. They must have been good.
Yes, and the museum tells the story of their lives.
In your message, you said that you had already got the tickets. They are time tickets, aren't they?
Yes. I wanted to get them for 10:30, but there weren't any left. 11 o'clock was 4:02, so we're going at 11:15.
How much do I owe you, Gareth?
It cost £34 altogether. £19 for me and £15 for you. Because you are still at school. I'll pay for you.
Thank you. Then I'll take you out for lunch.
Sure. What sort of food do you like? What shall we eat today?
Me? I love curry, but I had one last night. I'm a bit bored of Italian food. My dad can't really cook, so we eat a lot of pasta at home. What about having some good old fish and chips today?
Good idea.
Where are we going first, Gareth?
I thought we would go to the Beatles story first.
I don't know anything about the Beatles. Who were the Beatles?
You've never heard of the Beatles? They're probably the most famous rock band in the world. They sang Hey Jude and Let It Be. Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Yeah, okay. People are looking at us, Gareth.
The four band members came from Liverpool and had their first hits in 1960. That's a long time ago, but they're still really important today.
Oh, look. Google says that they had 20 number one hits in the USA, which is a record, and sold over 22 million singles in the UK. They must have been good.
Yes, and the museum tells the story of their lives.
In your message, you said that you had already got the tickets. They are time tickets, aren't they?
Yes. I wanted to get them for 10:30, but there weren't any left. 11 o'clock was 4:02, so we're going at 11:15.
How much do I owe you, Gareth?
It cost £34 altogether. £19 for me and £15 for you, because you are still at school. I'll pay for you.
Thank you. Then I'll take you out for lunch.
Sure. What sort of food do you like? What shall we eat today?
Me? I love curry, but I had one last night. I'm a bit bored of Italian food. My dad can't really cook, so we eat a lot of pasta at home. What about having some good old fish and chips today?
Good idea.
Gleich werdet ihr das zweite Gespräch hören. Ihr habt jetzt 20 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgaben zum zweiten Gespräch zu lesen.
Conversation 2. The Street Artist.
After lunch, Darcy and Gareth watch a street show near the shopping centre.
That was great, wasn't it? Let's give him some money.
Yes, okay. Hi, we loved your show. Where did you learn to dance like that?
I taught myself mainly. I've watched a lot of videos. My name's Sam.
Hi, I'm Gareth and this is Darcy. How long have you been dancing on the streets?
For about 5 years now. When I left school, I started working in a bank, but I didn't like it. So I left and became a street performer.
Is that a real job?
Yes, I think so. I earn enough money to get by. It's easier in the summer, of course, when the weather's better. In the winter, there aren't really enough tourists and not many people stop to watch. It's too cold.
Do you live in Liverpool?
I was born here, but my family moved to Manchester when I was 10. And then, when I was 22, I moved to London. I didn't like it there, and now I'm back in Manchester.
You obviously like performing in Liverpool.
Yes, the people are more friendly here than in some other cities, and they are more generous. They give more money.
How long are you going to stay here?
Probably until next Tuesday. I will go back to Manchester for 2 days, and then on Friday, I'm going to Bristol for 2 weeks after that.
It was a great show. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks. You too.
After lunch, Darcy and Gareth watch a street show near the shopping centre.
That was great, wasn't it? Let's give him some money.
Yes, okay. Hi. We loved your show. Where did you learn to dance like that?
I taught myself mainly. I've watched a lot of videos. My name's Sam.
Hi, I'm Gareth and this is Darcy. How long have you been dancing on the streets?
For about 5 years now. When I left school, I started working in a bank, but I didn't like it. So I left and became a street performer.
Is that a real job?
Yes, I think so. I earn enough money to get by. It's easier in the summer, of course, when the weather's better. In the winter, there aren't really enough tourists and not many people stop to watch. It's too cold.
Do you live in Liverpool?
I was born here, but my family moved to Manchester when I was 10. And then, when I was 22, I moved to London. I didn't like it there, and now I'm back in Manchester.
You obviously like performing in Liverpool.
Yes, the people are more friendly here than in some other cities, and they are more generous. They give more money.
How long are you going to stay here?
Probably until next Tuesday. I will go back to Manchester for 2 days, and then on Friday, I'm going to Bristol for 2 weeks after that.
It was a great show. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks. You too.
Teil 3. Im Teil 3 werdet ihr eine Umfrage hören. Ihr werdet sie zweimal hören. Vor dem ersten Hören habt ihr 40 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen.
Part 3. Survey.
This morning I interviewed shoppers in St. Albans. I asked them this question. If there was one thing you could do to improve your town centre, what would it be? Here is a selection of their answers.
Hi, my name is Bethany, and I would like there to be more shops and cafes which sell local products. I want to buy and eat the products that are made around here. Sure, I can go to Costa Coffee, but they're all the same.
Good morning, my name is Oswald. I think our town centre is really busy. The traffic is terrible, especially on Saturdays. It's dangerous for small children, and it just makes shopping more stressful. I would ban all cars from the town centre. No cars, that would be a good idea.
Hello, my name is Gavin. I'm 17. I think if you want to make young people want to stay here, you have to make the town attractive. One thing that really annoys me is that the internet is so bad in the town center. There are Wi-Fi black spots when you just can't get online. The town definitely needs to invest some money in this area.
My name is Henry, and I think the town center is fairly boring. I went to Birmingham recently, and they had great light shows on public buildings at night. What a fantastic idea! On one building, there was even a game like Tetris that you could actually play. There were two big joysticks in the main square, and you could play against a friend. Now that is cool.
My name is Gemma, and what this town centre needs is a library. A library is not just for books. You can find newspapers, magazines, and other media like music and films. Students can also go there to do their homework. There is free internet, computers, and it's quiet. That is important if you do not have these things at home.
It's Katie here, and I would like to start a teenage market. I've already talked to people from the town, and they like my new idea. You could hold the market once a month. For example, on the first Sunday of every new month. It would give young people, say, between the ages of 16 and 25, the chance to sell creative products and try out new ideas. You could also do performance events on the day of the market, such as young bands, dancers, musicians, or stand-up comedians. I think this would liven up the town.
Good morning. My name is Mr. Gardner. How would I change the town centre? I think we need more bins. There's always rubbish on the pavements and in the roads. Burger wrappers, Coke and beer cans, chewing gum. It's disgusting. We need to start looking after our town centre more.
I hope you all found those suggestions as interesting and inspiring as I did. Tune in tomorrow for a new theme. This morning I interviewed shoppers in St Albans. I asked them this question. If there was one thing you could do to improve your town centre, what would it be? Here is a selection of their answers.
Hi, my name is Bethany, and I would like there to be more shops and cafes which sell local products. I want to buy and eat the products that are made around here. Sure, I can go to Costa Coffee, but they're all the same.
Good morning, my name is Oswald. I think our town centre is really busy. The traffic is terrible, especially on Saturdays. It's dangerous for small children, and it just makes shopping more stressful. I would ban all cars from the town centre. No cars, that would be a good idea.
Hello, my name is Gavin. I'm 17. I think if you want to make young people want to stay here, you have to make the town attractive. One thing that really annoys me is that the internet is so bad in the town centre. There are Wi-Fi black spots when you just can't get online. The town definitely needs to invest some money in this area.
My name is Henry, and I think the town centre is fairly boring. I went to Birmingham recently, and they had great light shows on public buildings at night. What a fantastic idea! On one building, there was even a game like Tetris that you could actually play. There were two big joysticks in the main square, and you could play against a friend. Now that is cool.
My name is Gemma, and what this town centre needs is a library. A library is not just for books. You can find newspapers, magazines, and other media like music and films. Students can also go there to do their homework. There is free internet, computers, and it's quiet. That is important if you do not have these things at home.
It's Katie here, and I would like to start a teenage market. I've already talked to people from the town, and they like my new idea. You could hold the market once a month, for example, on the first Sunday of every new month. It would give young people, say, between the ages of 16 and 25, the chance to sell creative products and try out new ideas. You could also do performance events on the day of the market, such as young bands, dancers, musicians, or stand-up comedians. I think this would liven up the town.
Good morning. My name is Mr. Gardner. How would I change the town centre? I think we need more bins. There's always rubbish on the pavements and in the roads. Burger wrappers, Coke and beer cans, chewing gum. It's disgusting. We need to start looking after our town centre more.
I hope you all found those suggestions as interesting and inspiring as I did. Tune in tomorrow for a new theme.
Teil 4. Im Teil 4 werdet ihr ein Telefongespräch hören. Ihr werdet es zweimal hören. Vor dem ersten Hören habt ihr 20 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen.
Part 4. Phone call.
Good morning, Jackson Fitness Center. My name's Richard. How can I help you?
Good morning. I would like to join the gym, please.
Great. Let me take down a few details. What's your name, please?
It's Kay Newberry.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Sure. My first name is Kay. That's K-A-Y. And my second name is Newberry, Newbury.
Let me just check if I've got that right. It's K-A-Y and then Newbury. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And what's your date of birth, please, Kay?
It's July 13th, 2005.
July 13th, 2005. Thank you. And what type of membership would you like?
Well, I'm still at college.
Oh, okay. Then you need student membership.
And how much does that cost?
Well, that depends. If you pay by the month, it costs $18. If you sign up for 6 months, it's $90.
I'll join for 6 months. $90, right?
Yes, that's right. The good thing about the student membership is that you get free drinks.
Free drinks? Well, that's a good bonus.
What is your main reason for joining the fitness studio?
I want to do some dance classes.
We do great dance classes. You'll love them. Okay, I think I have all the details I need for the moment. We can sort out the rest when you come to the studio for the first time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Jackson Fitness Center. My name's Richard. How can I help you?
Good morning. I would like to join the gym, please.
Great. Let me take down a few details. What's your name, please?
It's Kay Newbury.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Sure. My first name is Kay. That's K-A-Y. And my second name is Newbury. Newbury.
Let me just check if I've got that right. It's K-A-Y and then Newbury. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And what's your date of birth, please, Kay?
It's July 13th, 2005.
July 13th, 2005. Thank you. And what type of membership would you like?
Well, I'm still at college.
Oh, okay. Then you need student membership.
And how much does that cost?
Well, that depends. If you pay by the month, it costs $18. If you sign up for 6 months, it's $90.
I'll join for 6 months. $90, right?
Yes, that's right. The good thing about the student membership is that you get free drinks.
Free drinks? Well, that's a good bonus.
What is your main reason for joining the fitness studio?
I want to do some dance classes.
We do great dance classes. You'll love them. Okay, I think I have all the details I need for the moment. We can sort out the rest when you come to the studio for the first time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Nun könnt ihr die anderen Teile der Abschlussarbeit bearbeiten. Viel Erfolg!